This is the series Nia, and you must have watched that. And the word that comes through verse 20, Luke chapter 2, verse 20. Thank you, Sienna, for reading that for us. And over the series that we've been looking at, God being near, he was near Mary. He was near Joseph. He was near the shepherds. And this morning I want to look at the topic, he is near the church. He is near our church. I'm so glad to have you all here. I can look at you now and speak, but for the first few Sundays when the lockdown came in, I was looking here and couldn't see anyone, and then I was being told, look at the camera. Now I'm forgetting the camera because you're back. I want to say hello to those out there too. I must not forget you. If I forget you, put your hand up, okay? So, God Emmanuel, the word Emmanuel, never forget that word for the rest of your life. Emmanuel means God with us. How many of us can say God has been with us through 2020? Three people said amen. The rest are laughing. I can shout that from the rooftop. Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, and the early church, and knew that God was always with them, regardless of circumstances. We as human beings tend to fall into the pattern of all those around us, that when we face circumstances and situations that don't suit us, that go against us, we moan and groan and complain, and we forget that Emmanuel is still there with us. And it's a reminder for us today as we leave this last Sunday of 2020 with all that's past to look forward to 2021 and say, the Lord has blessed us, the Lord has kept us, and the Lord will continue to bless us and keep us. You can shout amen, it's in the Bible. Joseph was assured that God was with him. And we saw that. I think I preached on that. God was with him. Read it in Matthew 1. It's in my outline. Mary was assured when she heard the news from the angel. Must have been shocking to her. Joseph must have been very surprised. But they knew that Emmanuel, God, was with them. Read that in Luke chapter 1. The shepherds we heard last Sunday, they knew that the Lord was with them because they saw. They were eyewitnesses of what happened. And they went away. They were not the same anymore. I can assure you that when you come into a living encounter with the living God, you'll never be the same again. And the shepherds were for real. They didn't just drag their feet away and say, oh, that was good. We met this little baby boy. You read that verse there, and it says they went away rejoicing. You know, sometimes we need a little bit of excitement on our faces. Especially today at the last Sunday of 2020. Some of you not look as though you've been dipped in lemon juice. You look so sour. Wow. But when you go to the football, oh, but Jesus, who has brought us through this year, let's give him the glory and be excited. I can never forget a group that sang, get all excited, go tell everybody that Jesus is alive. That's what we should be doing as God's people at the end of this year. These shepherds were for real. They had a powerful, life-changing encounter with the living God when they met that baby in Bethlehem. Remember, he was still God, the second person of the Godhead, Jesus. Through the presence of Jesus himself, in person, they were never the same again. It says, they went away rejoicing. If you read about the wise men, by the way, when you see the pictures of the wise men and shepherds in the same place, never happened that way. The wise men came maybe a couple of years later. And they didn't come to the manger. They came to the house. Read it in the scriptures. I'll let you do some study. Here we want to know that the shepherds were assured that God was with them. And I want to ask you the question on this last Sunday of 2020. Are you assured that God is with you? Amen. That was a confident yes. Lovely. We need to be assured. God's people need to be assured. He is near with us. And I'm going to show you a few things before we go. In this verse, verse 20, that Sianna read to us from Luke chapter 2, the shepherds went back to their flock. They went back to normality. They went back to what they knew how to do best. But they went back glorifying and praising God. That was the difference. I would like to see everybody dancing out of this church this Sunday morning, the last Sunday morning of 2020, and saying, you know, you can dance. It's in the Bible. Dance not to me or to anyone else. Dance to the Lord. He is worthy. There is dancing in heaven. And I'm looking forward to dancing one day. I'm getting ready for it. We need to dance before the presence of God and go out of this place this morning saying, the Lord has been with us. And we, even though he was with us, we forgot that at times in many times that we faced. But we must say, Lord, I'm sorry. I forgot that you were with us. They were so thrilled about it when they met Jesus. They were telling everybody about it. Fancy going out from here today and you can't stop talking of Emmanuel, God with us. You know, that's what the community where we live needs to hear. They need to hear that God is with us. If we are like everybody else, they'll never hear it. Another thing I want to point out is that Jesus assured his disciples. It wasn't just the shepherds. But after Jesus rose again and ascended into heaven, and they said, Lord, you're not going to be with us. What are we going to do? Peter said, let's go fishing. But he had an encounter with the Lord. But when he ascended to heaven, he said, I will send the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, we read this word. He said, I will not leave you as orphans. You might have felt during 2020 that you were left alone. The Lord has promised that to his disciples. If you're one of his disciples here this morning, I can assure you, he's never left you alone. John 14, verses 18 to 21. Let me read it to you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. He's telling his disciples this. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also will live. When I'm raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. Work that one out. And that's for us today too. Jesus said, I'm in the Father, the Father's in me, and I'm in you. Emmanuel, God with us. Those who accept my commandments and obey them, the ones who love me, are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. You know, I've always prayed over the years when I read how Joseph had a dream and he saw, heard a voice speak to him. Many of the people that I read about in the Old Testament and the New Testament, they walked with Jesus, they saw him. And growing up in my experience, I said, Lord, can I have one of those experiences? Never happened for me. But a few years ago, maybe about 10 years ago, we were holidaying in Tasmania and we went to a motel late at night and suddenly the lights went off and everything was in darkness and our girls had to sleep in the next room next door to us, and I went to say goodnight to them and the door wouldn't shut, the front door. Could you imagine a dad sleeping in the next place and had to come out to find out if their girls were well through the night. I couldn't sleep. I was lying there and praying for them, and I know that they were lying behind the wall there. And I suddenly saw something that I'll never forget. I saw, standing by that wall, Jesus. I haven't shared this for a long time, but it just came to me. He's promised to be with us. And he had his hands out there. And I couldn't move. I could not move. I didn't want that to disappear. I said, I was dumb. I was just looking at it. I think I must have dozed off like that. When I woke up, it was bright. And I told Marge about it. She said, why didn't you wake me up? I said, I couldn't move. I was stunned. But it assured me that he was with us. Our girls were perfect, even though their front room door was left open all night. My friends, we need to prove our God is with us. The first century church are assured that God was with them. Look at this, look at history of the church and see how God proved himself to be faithful. When God makes a promise, he never breaks it. When Jesus makes a promise, he will never break it. Guess who breaks the promise? Yeah. Matthew 28 and verse 20, which many of you know. Let me quote it to you. Teach these new disciples to obey all that I have commanded you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Till you take your last breath, he's promised to be Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, Jesus is not here in person, but he is here in the person of his Holy Spirit. That's what he promised his disciples. He said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans, I'm going. But when I go, read it in John 14, 15, and 16. When I go to the Father, I will send you a comforter. I will send you the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is here, still here with us. In many cases, he's just a silent listener in our journey. But he wants to be involved with us. Because Jesus said, he will teach you. He will guide you. He will lead you into all truth. He will reveal to you things about me. You want to know more about Jesus? Let the Holy Spirit teach you. So important. Jesus offers the same wondrous privilege of having a personal encounter with him today. He is Emmanuel to the church of 2020, 27th of December. Thomas encountered Christ. I won't believe him. I can't believe all that you're saying. Doubting Thomas. In John chapter 20, verses 28 and 29, 8 days after Jesus had met with his disciples when Thomas wasn't there, they were gathered again, this time with Thomas. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. This is John 20, 28 and 29. Peace be with you, he said. Then he said to Thomas, before Thomas said a word, I could imagine Thomas, I can understand Thomas, because when he saw Jesus, he must have been like me in that bed. Dumb. I couldn't say a word. I couldn't move. Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into my side. Don't be faithless anymore, any longer. And I believe that's the word that comes to us today on this last Sunday of 2020. Don't be faithless, Thomas. Don't doubt that my promise is true. My Lord and my God. That's all he was able to say. I couldn't even say that when I saw the presence of Christ there. Then Jesus told him, you believe because you have seen, Thomas. But blessed are those, here we go, all of us, who have not seen and are still believing. We are more blessed. My call this morning is, how does this that I've been sharing, how does Emmanuel, God with us, translate to today? For the church at Beaconsfield Baptist, for the church that God has planted here for this community, how does this translate for us? Number one, enter into a very personal and intimate relationship with Jesus. There are different stages that people go through. It's a head knowledge of Jesus. But I'm calling, and the Lord is calling for us to enter into a heart experience of Him. Do you know Him in your heart as the Lord and Savior? Does He rule your life? Does He control you? Does He reassure you? Regardless of what you're facing, it'll all work out. I can tell you, I have fretted and fumed at many points in my life. Now when I look back and say, why did I do that? Haven't you done that too? Oh, not happened to you. Yes, it has, to all of us. And I've learned through those experiences to be able to, when I come to those points in my life now, I say, thank you, Emmanuel, God, you're with me. You will see me through this. And the peace fills my heart. Did you have a fresh encounter with the living Lord on Christmas Day? Or was the turkey better? Someone said, leading up to Christmas, there's feverish activity. Everyone rushing around. No car parks. Everyone screaming and running around. A hectic experience. There's only jingle bells everywhere they go. But after Christmas is all over, they're now juggling bills. It's no more jingle bells, it's juggle bills. That shouldn't be the norm for God's children. We should be able to say, I enjoyed it. We sang happy birthday to the Savior of the world. We taught our children that every year Marge would bake a cake and put a candle on it and say, we'll sing happy birthday to Jesus. And it was a joy for us this last Christmas day in our son's home, in our daughter's home, when our daughter baked the cake. And my three-year-old granddaughter, she was up in my arms and she was singing happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. I was wondering to see whether she's going to sing Jesus. And she did. And I asked my daughter, did you teach it? She said, no. I said, wow, praise the Lord. Remember, we are the salt and the light of the world. Don't forget that. Jesus said that. Matthew 5, 13 to 16, he says, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? No wonder the world cannot see Jesus and cannot feel and cannot taste Jesus today is because we have lost the saltiness and the excitement of following Christ. Let's keep on being excited. Get all excited about Jesus. It's been told me, don't get too excited, Charles. I said, you better not say that. It'll only stir me up to be more excited for Jesus. You can't stop me down. Can you make it any salty again? It should be thrown out and cast and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world, Jesus said, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise, not you or me, but our Heavenly Father. You know, if every one of us went out from here today and said, I want to be the light and the salt for Christ in my community. I can assure you that Jesus will be looking at His Father and saying, that's why I died for that. Remember that. Be God's preserving agents in a morally and spiritually deteriorating society. He's calling his church today. He says, I promise to be Emmanuel and near you if you would be the salt and light in the society that's deteriorating. The real test is not only what we do within our church family or in this building, but what happens after we leave here this morning. That's where I believe we are the gathered church every Sunday, but we are the scattered church. We're still living for Christ wherever we go. We still carry the name of Christ with us. Here's two verses. How does this translate to us today? Look at verse 20 that was just read to us. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. I want to say this to you. Pray that God will open your spiritual eyes and my spiritual eyes to see Jesus afresh again, to give us a fresh vision of him. Pray that he will open us our ears to hear the still small voice of our Lord and Savior speaking to us even today. But I want to look at the verse before that one, verse 19. But Mary was treasuring up all these things that she's watching and hearing and meditating on them. When we read the scriptures, don't just read it to fill your knowledge. Read it to become part and parcel of your life. I'm sorry about that. Don't be afraid. You've seen it happen right through the years, isn't it? They can't find out what's wrong. I say it's a preacher's cough, not a cough's preach. What kind of songs are you singing today? What's the songs that on your lip and on your tongue, if you wake up in the morning, what's the first song that comes to your mind? I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. The shepherds went away glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard. Are you glorifying and praising God through the day of all that you've heard and seen? Has Jesus put a song in your heart and a dance to your feet and a joy that radiates that no one can stop? That's what the world is looking for. Have we seen and heard the things that cause us to go back from where we came with a song and glorifying and praising our God? I want to conclude by asking ourselves this question. I'm asking myself the same question. Am I living by faith in the Son of God and in the power of the Holy Spirit that is changing me to be more like him? Teaching ourselves and others to obey and observe all the things that Jesus commanded us. If you do, he says, I promise I'll be with you. Excuse me. Keep our lives free from the love of this world, from the love of money, from being content with what we have. For Jesus has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. All that this world can offer us will pass away. But what he promises us will never pass away. We came into this world with empty hands. We will leave this world with empty hands. Am I living by faith in the Son of God and in the power of the Holy Spirit in this changing world that we find ourselves? I want to conclude with this famous verse, a couple of verses in Romans chapter 8. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come in 2021, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If that is your experience this morning, I want you to say, thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping your promise to be Emmanuel with us. If the Holy Spirit fills your heart, Jesus also fills your heart. If Jesus fills your heart, God the Father, Emmanuel, is with you. He is near us. Let me pray. And if that's your experience this morning, the last Sunday of 2020, or you may want to say, Lord, I want to be a different person through 2021, and I want to leave this year behind and my life of the past behind. I want to know you. I want you to join me. I'm standing. If you want to join me, stand. If you can't stand, that's okay. Stand in your heart. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word to us today. Thank you for your word to my own heart today. A challenge to be a person that you want us to be, as salt and light in this world, because you've promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Lord, forgive us for the times that we have neglected being the light and the salt. Forgive us for the times that we didn't respect the promise we made to follow you. Forgive us for the times when we dishonored you in many ways. But today we know that there is forgiveness, there is cleansing, and there is hope for us to be all that you want us to be in the year that lies ahead. With Jesus holding our hand, with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can come to the end of 2021. If God permits it, to be a light and to be the salt because of his power within us. God, Emmanuel. Amen.